morning, ladies and gentlemen. Now, after the Moon Mahadasha, another Dasha sequence, let's start Mars. Before that, welcome to all listeners, viewers, anywhere on other platforms. Mars Mahadasha will be characterized by action, isn't it? Logic, action, drive. The full Antardasha sequence of 7 years is given below. The 7 years period of high action is Mars Mahadasha. Let's go one by one. Antardasha sequence in duration in months, Mars for 7 months. This will be the Dasha Sandhi or the transition period, where your body, your soul, your mind is acclimatizing to the action orientation required by Mars during this period. Mars Rahu will be for a period of 1 year, 12 months, Mars Jupiter 13 months, Mars Saturn 16 months, followed by Mars Mercury 10 months, Mars Ketu 5 months, Mars Venus 15 months, Mars Sun 4 months, and last Mars to Moon for 10 months. This is standard Vimshottari Dasha duration. Of course, it depends upon where you have started your Moon Nakshatra, isn't it? There'll be some balance left because of the Nakshatra Pada, etc. So what is the essence of Mars Mahadasha? What will you be going through? What can you expect? Mars Mahadasha accelerates action, discipline, courage, conflict resolution, or having more conflicts, depending upon where Mars is placed in your chart. Okay. If Mars is placed in water signs, especially in Cancer or Pisces, debilitated. Scorpio is its own sign, so it will do a different kind of thing there. So check where Mars is placed, in which house, that will become active. I've covered this in Mars Mahadasha. We are doing the Antardasha, so let's get into that. So it will also bring about property, ambition, athletics, emergencies, surgeries of all kinds, and logic-based decisions. Mars requires a target. Mars is a commander. Mars is not interested in emotional stuff. Mars just wants to tell me where to go and what to do. Mars represents fire, logical action, physical drive, ego assertion, competitiveness, problem-solving skills. This 7 year period pushes the person towards decisive movement, clearing stagnation. Moon was pretty stagnated, the previous one. It's all about emotion. Now Mars says, okay, enough of that stuff. Get on with life. Forcing clarity through action, not thought. The first one, Mars, will feel like a void. As is Dasha Sandhi, any Dasha period where the same planet occurs in both Mahadasha and Antardasha will feel like a void. Your soul is acclimatizing to the new environment. So this period will be having intense drive, assertiveness, courage, aggressive pursuit of goals, restlessness of a kind. You know, Mars gives that restlessness. I have to do something. I don't know what that something is. Impatience, heightened competitive energy, strong need to act and prove oneself, sharp focus. Old conflict karma surface, ego-driven samskaras get purified, masculine energy patterns corrected. Mars is highly masculine. It is a kshatriya like Sun. Anger-based karmas triggered for release, because Mars typically gets very angry when it is not let out or channeled in the form of right venues. This is standard for all Mars people or all charts, wherever Mars is placed. You have to channel that energy somewhere. Constructively, hopefully. Property actions, job changes, competition, fights, accident if misdirected. If your Mars is aspected by Rahu, you better be careful about driving vehicles. Athletic achievements, rapid decisions, breakthroughs through force. That's the first 7 months, followed by Rahu Antardasha, which is for a period of 1 year. Now we get all headless and action oriented. OCD things kick in of Rahu. Amplified aggression, ambition, impulsive desire, obsession with winning. This is extremely aggressive combination. Mars and Rahu is like full on. You see, I want everything and I want it now type of approach. Irregular energy, risky thinking, extreme ambition, oscillation between confidence and confusion. Confidence Mars, confusion Rahu, intensified craving for recognition. This is where Mars with Rahu always becomes very egocentric. It's the lower form of functioning of Mars. Every planet has a lower form of functioning and a higher form of functioning. It's the polarity, that's it. Karmic function here would be of shadow aggression, manipulative tendencies. Foreign people related karmas, foreign lands, Mars is land, Rahu is everything foreign. Obsession based actions surface, past life warrior rogue karmas activate. Outer life events may show up as sudden conflicts, legal issues, property disputes. Mars stands for property, land. Foreign opportunities, if Mars is placed as the Karaka of your 10th house, going into 12th house, for example. Scandals, risky adventures. Scandals, Rahu is always scandalous. Risky ventures, gains followed by shocks. And technical innovation, Mars is the technical planet. All engineers have to have a good Mars in their chart. Mars, Saturn, Mercury kind of thing. Even Ketu, highly mathematical, highly technical. Mars, Jupiter, Antardasha for a period of 13 months. This gives a bit of a respite after all that Rahu chaos. Disciplined action, righteous courage, protective leadership, dharmic expansion. Psychological field stabilizes, confidence stabilizes. Moral clarity strengthens. Desire to guide or protect others comes in. Increased patience and logic happens. The karmic function here being dharma aligned. Action karmas activate, teaching, protection, justice, spiritual discipline. Anger purifies through wisdom. Anger becomes recalibrated in this to something like, okay, let me do something good for wherever Mars is placed and whatever it is doing in your chart. Outer life events show up as career growth, leadership, teaching roles because it's Jupiter. Childbirth, if there are, it's a lot of a fifth house, legal successes, travel, property expansion, victories through lawful effort. That's Mars Jupiter Antardasha, followed by Mars Saturn. Now everything slows down, everything becomes disciplined. Disciplined struggle, pressure, delayed results, karma through hard work. Saturn expects you to work hard. Frustration, suppression of anger. Endurance building, responsibility, realism, controlled action, emotional dryness. Saturn is a dry planet. Okay, dries up everything. We shall see more on that in Saturn Mahadasha, Antardasha. Karmas relating to authority, discipline, responsibility, conflict with elders. Saturn is everything elders. Past life battlefield, debts for surface. For completion, okay, past life battlefield debts, surface for completion. Outer life events, delays, heavy workload, property issues, career tests, chronic stress. You've got to manage stress and pitta in Mars Saturn, okay? Your body might have a lot of internal heat issues. Take coolant stuff. I haven't come into medical astrology that much. I'll do it maybe later. Obstacles before success, long-term projects, structured victories come in here, followed by Mars, Mercury, Antardasha. Now we get all playful. Mercury is playful. Intellectual action, strategic planning, communication, drive, conflict, analytical courage. So you become very highly analytical in this period. Why? Mercury is also a very technical planet when combined with technical planets, isn't it? Mercury combined with Ketu or Mars, because highly mathematical. Fast thinking, sharp speech, argumentativeness. Mercury loves an argument, debate, intellectual restlessness, clever decision making and problem solving mode of operation. Karmic function here being speech based karmas, sibling karmas, writing and communication karmas activate. Mental aggression purified into clarity. Where will clarity come in? You've got to see the Jupiter in your chart, folks. If you're saying clarity, that's what we humans struggle with. Confusion to clarity. You've got to see where Jupiter is placed, okay? That will give you clarity. Outer life events show up as contracts, negotiations, studying. Short-term travels. Mercury is everything short-term travel. Teaching, presentations, technical work, new business ventures. Debates and potential disputes may show up. Following this is Mars Ketu Antardasha. Now we are in the cutting off zone. Spiritual aggression, minimalism, karmic cutting, hidden mastery arising. The psychological field here being indifference to competition. Mars Ketu will not bother about competition, will not bother about ego. sharp intuition, very sharp intuition, desire for solitude, disinterest in worldly conflict, heightened discipline. Also, Mars Ketu might make you very mathematical. Ketu and Mars are highly technical and mathematical. Karmic function here being a past life warrior karmas. You have surgeries. Mars Ketu will typically give you 3 surgeries. Might have occult mastery, conflict karmas, hidden anger, burnout rapidly, detachment from ego battles. Sudden endings might happen in the outer life events, separation from conflict zones, surgeries, like I said. Both are, Ketu is a karaka of cutting, Mars is a karaka of aggression, blood. So combine the two. Spiritual discipline, martial arts, occult study, property liquidation, because you're trying to get rid of property here. Ketu wants to get rid of stuff. He loves getting rid of stuff. Minimalist, karmic closures. This is followed by Mars Venus Antardasha for a period of 15 months, 1.5 years. This will be having everything Venus-like. Mars and Venus together. My God, this is like Aries and Libra. High passion, attraction, creativity, romantic tension, fights within marriage, for example. Sensual awakening. Emotional desire intensifies, sensuality increases, creative impulse arises, impatience in love, dramatic attraction patterns may come. Karmic function being past life relationships karmas may surface, attraction conflict loops you might be stuck in, sensual attachments, romance based karmas surface for balancing. Outer life events may show up as new relationships, breakups, strong romantic magnetism, creative success, artistic projects, property beautification, because Mars is property, Venus is beautification, so there. Emotional volatility may also arise. This is followed by Mars Sun Antardasha for a period of 4 months. Ego-driven action, authority assertion, intense leadership, strong desire to dominate. Pride, competitive spirit, impulsive decision making may happen in the psychological field. Charisma, ambition, and strong need for recognition will also happen. Because Sun is everything to do with authority. Karmic function being ego related karmas, Mars and Sun become quite egotistical. Leadership roles may happen. Father related karmas, Sun stands for father. Purification of pride and anger and tests of authority and integrity. You got to always check once again relationship between Mars and Sun in your chart. If it's, you know, 2, 12, 9, 5, 6, 8 and so on, then you will know the real play out. Okay. Outer life events, career push, government interactions, leadership roles, conflict with authority, public recognition, aggressive achievement and vitality spikes. And lastly, Mars Moon. This ends the Mars Mahadasha. Emotional conflict, reactive mind, protective instinct. Fourth from Mars is Moon, isn't it? In the Kal Purusha Lagna, Aries rising. So Mars is kind of protective about the mother. Anger releasing through feelings. Psychological field being mood swings, emotional impatience, emotional courage, protectiveness towards family and internal tension. The karmic function here being mother-related karmas, emotional anger, subconscious aggression surface for purification of emotional reactions, attachment wounds. Outer domestic life may be having conflicts, property actions. Mars Moon both are karakas of property. Emotional breakthroughs, relocations. See, Mars is also the land. When Mars kicks in, you may relocate, by the way. Especially when it's in Moon Antardasha. Home repairs, caregiving, stress, and relationship volatility. This ends the Mars and respective Antardashas. Now, I want you to remember something in the conclusion. If you need a reading, I'm always there to help. But this channel is tuned to people learning themselves at their own pace as well. This is a whole Vedic astrology audio playlist playbook for you to engage with lots of EPDs, which I keep updating, by the way, so you can engage with that meaningfully. Jyotish is a slow and step by step at your own pace. Don't be rushed through this. This is my sincere advice. I'll see you in the next. Take care and be safe.